This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump faced questions Monday afternoon about his recent deal with Mexico to control immigration, but provided little clarity on what he said were undisclosed portions of the agreement when he spoke with journalists.
We do have one other thing that will be announced at the appropriate time, but they have to get approval from their legislative body.
What is it?
Why are the Mexicans denying it then?
I don't think they'll be denying it very long. It's all done.
There has been confusion and consternation on both sides of the border after Mr. Trump earlier claimed the United States signed what he called another very important part of the immigration and security deal with Mexico, which Mexican officials denied. It could be related to plans for a region-wide asylum agreement if enforcement measures agreed to last week between Washington and Mexico City do not halt a surge of migrants from Central America to the United States. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service says it's been the subject of a malicious cyber attack that may have exposed images of travelers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Customs and Border Protection says the cyber attack compromised the computer network of one of its subcontractors. Among the data exposed were images of license plates and travelers themselves, presumably collected at U.S. points of entry. CBP did not specify how many images may have been copied, but it says none of the data has been identified on the internet or the dark web. CBP says the subcontractor, which it has not named, had transferred copies of the images to its company network in violation of government policies and without the agency's authorization. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Nicaragua on Monday released 50 opposition prisoners under a controversial new law granting amnesty to protesters and police involved in last year's deadly uprising against President Daniel Ortega. The Interior Ministry announced that release of the 50 people. It's a new law.